Panic Zone inside the farm. I'm Steve Ruiz. God bless America. This is the Steve Ruiz Show for Thursday, August 6, 2020. Good to have you here. Here's three big things you need to know right now. Number three, another radical leftist wins election over a left-leaning member of Congress. And how many more will fall to the leftists in the streets, demanding an end to police protection and an end to everything that really has made America great? Number two, Sally Yates, the former acting attorney general, says she had no idea what James Comey and his people were up to, and she never would have signed the FISA warrants that allowed the federal government to spy on the Trump campaign if she really knew, as if she didn't. And number one, Joe Biden really must give his staff panic attacks every time he heads into an interview. If life is like a box of chocolates, Biden interviews are like a box chock full of nuts. It's a scary place to be. I mean, you never know what kind of weird rambling response you might get from the old guy. In an interview with Errol Barnett of CBS News as part of the National Association of Black Journalists and the National Association of Hispanic Journalists working on the convention, the former VP really lost his bearings. And I want to start with this because this is the most telling thing you're going to see today, and you're not going to see a lot of this, and you should. Because the reporter asked Joe Biden about his cognitive ability. Can you function? It's been asked. President Trump took a cognitive test. So what? You listen to what's said here by Joe Biden. It really is quite shocking. Bite number one. Go with it.
Have you taken a cognitive
test? No, I haven't taken a test. Why the hell would I take a test? Come on, man. That's like saying you, before you got in this program, if you take a test where you're taking cocaine or not, what do you think, huh? Are you a junkie?
What do you say to President Trump, who brags about his test and makes your mental state an issue for voters?
Well, if he can't figure out the difference between an elephant and a lion, I don't know what the hell he's talking about. Did you watch that? Look, come on, man. I know you're trying to goad me, but I mean, I'm so forward looking to have an opportunity to sit with the president or stand with the president in debates. There's going to be plenty of time. And by the way, as I joke with him, you know, I shouldn't say it. I'm going to say something I probably shouldn't say. Anyway, I am very willing to let the American public judge my physical and mental fitness.
Okay. I'm willing to do that. You with me? You guys want to help out this judging contest? The Russian judge, not very kind this year, Mr. Biden. The Russian judge always meet. So just so you don't miss the important parts, first of all, he asked a black journalist if he had a cocaine test before he came in. Are you a junkie? Are you a junkie? Of course, this is only about a month after he asked Charlemagne the God and pointed out that if you don't vote for Joe Biden, you ain't black. And if you're a black journalist asking about his cognitive ability, he asks if you're on cocaine and if you're a junkie. Nice work, Joe. Nice work. Oh, and his mental... What about his mental... But what about his cognitive... Go with bite two. Bite two, we'll go with Joe Biden's mental... Bite two, go.
I am very willing to let the American public judge my physical and mental fitness. I am very willing to let the American public judge my physical and mental fitness. I am very willing to let the American public judge my physical and mental fitness.
Come on, man. You got to be joking. Why would you ask me? Why the hell would I do that? I'll let anybody judge my mental. It's like out of a scene out of Bruce Almighty. And the guy's there on the anchor desk. Good luck, Joe. We're all counting on you. You are the man. Come on, man. Why would anybody ask me that? No reason. No reason at all, Mr. Biden. Can't think of one reason anybody would ask about your mental health. Saying. By the way, Biden is not going to travel to Milwaukee
to accept the nomination to be the Democratic presidential candidate will not travel to Milwaukee. Too dangerous, you know. Too dangerous to leave Delaware. And so then the president floats the idea of, well, maybe I should stay home too. Well, you can't do that. Does live at the White House, doesn't he? Well, you can't use the White House as a backdrop. If I go to the South Lawn and do a speech, why not? Well, that's a violation of the Hatch Act, is it? He does live at the White House, doesn't he? It is his residence, right? Maybe he could give a little talk from the White House itself for his acceptance speech for the RNC. Anyhow, it doesn't matter what Donald Trump does. The left goes crazy. Joe Biden just seems a little bit out there, doesn't he? Yeah. So he's not going to travel to Milwaukee. It's too dangerous. So this is what they're setting up for again. And based on his mental fitness, his mental acuity, his sharpness in general, he won't debate. And if he does, I'll be surprised, because what you just saw there is with very little pressure applied. Wait till he is in person with Donald Trump and real pressure is applied, because you can't do this remotely. A debate has to be man-to-man, face-to-face, one-on-one. It's not a team sport. But of course, that's what the Biden folks want, a team sport, so they can have a teleprompter and a whiteboard and a guy giving him cues and all of that during the 90 minutes. We want it one-on-one, right out there in front of the stage, in front of God and everyone, for all to see. That's what we want. That's the way it should be done. And isn't it remarkable in America, this is what we've come down to? The Democrats nominating a guy who was a lousy candidate in 1988, was a lousy candidate in 2008, and is a worse candidate, believe it or not, in 2020. I mean, Joe Biden's always been a lousy candidate. He's won in Delaware for a long time, but nowhere else. Nowhere else. So he doesn't want to go to get the nomination in Milwaukee. He'll do that in Delaware. We'll find out what the president ends up doing. It does pose some legal questions, they say, about him doing an acceptance speech at the White House. We'll keep an eye on it. For Joe Biden, though, he's going to stay as close to home and away from as many serious interviews as possible. That was the first serious interview of any sort that he's done in weeks. And it went off the rails. Donald Trump had a tough interview with Axios this week. It didn't go particularly well. But he does interviews all the time with the New York Times, the Washington Post, people that dislike him incredibly. He still stands in there and does the interview. Chris Wallace is no Donald Trump fan, and yet he stands in there and does the interview. Where is Joe Biden? Why won't he do Fox News Sunday with Chris Wallace? He keeps asking. The president's done it. Why not, Mr. Vice President? What's the problem? Your mental, he's a little in doubt. Your mental, a little in doubt? Potentially. 14 after on a Thursday. Hey, we're just getting started. We'll be right back.
There's plenty to worry about these days. Your water shouldn't be one of them. You need Wolverine Water's reverse osmosis system. I've had a Wolverine Water reverse osmosis system for years, and honestly, my family loves it. We don't fill our shopping cart with bottles of water, and we don't fill the trash with empty bottles. Wolverine Water's reverse osmosis system gives you clean, fresh, and healthy alkaline water, and gives you peace of mind. So why wait? Special offers are available now, and you can enjoy the best water of your life. WolverineWaterSystems.com. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
Helping those who need it most, while building a better future. That's what Michiganders do. And it's what DTE is doing today. Giving 2 million masks to frontline workers and 600,000 to small businesses. Providing tablets and internet access so 51,000 school children can learn at home. And helping over 500,000 families across the state with food and shelter. Because for Michigan, we're always all in. DTE. DTE is taking big steps today that will power Michigan's economy for years to come. As one of the largest investors in the state, we'll spend $2 billion with Michigan companies this year alone. building critical infrastructure to provide cleaner, safer, and more reliable energy, while creating thousands of new jobs across the state, improving the lives of Michiganders today, while continuing to build a stronger tomorrow. DTE.
At the Michigan Chamber, we want you to know that we are working for you.
We know the importance of staying healthy, keeping your family safe, and adhering to the governor's executive order.
But we also know the importance of keeping the economy going.
If your business is open, we want to support you any way we can.
We're going to continue working with the governor and working with the legislature to find solutions to your problems.
When it's time to get back to work,
together,
we're going to bring this economy back.